Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Tuesday, October 6th, 2015, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, Obama pushes gun control while shipping guns to ISIS. Then, feds spend major cash on robot teachers. After that, the Strong Cities Initiative to control police. And Matt Drudge surprises the InfoWars crew.
I'm not really a fan of like rock stars, movie star, people like that. I like politics. And I'm sitting there during that 70-second break, and Matt Drudge rounds the corner over here. And it was just like total and complete deer in the headlights. And I'm still double-taking here. And then he's hiding over there in the shadows right now. I'm not kidding. They're going to say this is another conspiracy theory. And we got Anthony Gucciardi. Is Matt Drudge over there? He is over there.
That's next.
Come on, just for a second to give the national media a heart attack.
Nightly News.
If you just walk over here behind the stage, you're not going to believe it. No, see, it's right around this way.
I haven't had one photo of you. I want more candy. I want more video games. Why my life?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Well, it's been a very interesting day here at the InfoWars studio. Matt Drudge swung by, a total surprise. Alex was flabbergasted, and it was quite exciting. He was here back in the studio giving an impromptu interview, and all of the highlights from that are going to be coming up later in the show. But he was here just discussing some of the things that he thought were really the most important stories for people to be focusing on. One such thing is technology, and to just kind of watch this rise of the robots, watch artificial intelligence, and how all of these things are going to be augmenting our society. So take a look at this story out of the Washington Free Beacon. The feds have spent nearly $500,000 to create robots that can tell stories to preschoolers. Now, do you think that they're doing this just so they can let your children have fun while they're learning? Spending nearly $500,000 for a 9-month program? Absolutely not. Now, it's obviously something a little bit more in-depth than that. Now, this project, say they're seeking to push the envelope of normal storytelling that's aimed at 4-year-olds. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology is conducting this study. It began last month. So they say social robots can engage children as personalized learning companions. They hold great promise in augmenting the learning experience of children with parents and teachers. And the researchers explain that robots are unique because they can play, learn, and engage with children in the real world, physically, socially, and emotively. So it's not enough that your children are attached at the hip to their iPhones or whatever. Now they're going to be interacting with robots every single day. So obviously, we know that there are two parts to this story. One, they're actively getting your children used to interacting with robots. But also, it is about building the artificial intelligence of these machines. If you think about it, robots presently kind of have the minds of children. And so now they are interacting with children at these preschools and learning off of each other, because that is how artificial intelligence is going to grow, is by learning and interacting with us. So basically, they say that this project is going to develop these robots that can act as tutors to tell preschoolers long stories. And they're going to assess the efficacy of an autonomous, personalized social robot that engages as a learning companion on the language development of preschool children. So not only are these preschool children going to be getting their language Components there, helping them with the language development, but the robots themselves, the artificial intelligence, can also develop its own language. So that's what's really happening here. And they're going to be developing a new personalized story generation algorithm. So like I said, that project's going on for 9 months. So of course, they're introducing your children to this new world of robots. Let's think about it. These four-year-olds, when by the time robots are ubiquitous, they're going to be the ones that are going to be buying all of these new robot toys, and they're also going to be interacting with them. For instance, a story out of Fox News, a robot sold us a Chris Cornell CD at Best Buy. So we've talked to you a lot about the rise of the machines, how they're going to be taking over jobs. And here, this person, this author here, went to Best Buy to buy a CD, which is currently a decidedly old-fashioned medium. And they didn't speak to a human being the entire time. It was a computer and a robot that smiled and handed them their CD there at Best Buy. So we already can see those jobs kind of going to the wayside. But now, out of the LA Times, your next boss, a computer algorithm. So they're talking about how computers are beginning to learn on their own. Years of research into artificial intelligence is beginning to pay off. And this article goes on to talk about many of the ways that artificial intelligence is already ubiquitous in our life. We might not even recognize it. And this is Pedro Dominguez. He discussed this subject with the Times. He's the author of a new book, The Master Algorithm, How the Quest for the Ultimate Learning Machine Will Remake Our World. And he goes on to talk about how this machine learning appears to be poised for rapid proliferation throughout our entire society. And they say, should humanity embrace machine learning or fear it? And he said, there's much to embrace and fear in machine learning. And of course, he talks about there are some quite helpful things that machines can do for us. He also says that it will eliminate many jobs, but it will also create many new ones. But perhaps the biggest danger is that machines will cause damage while trying to serve us because they take our wishes too literally or because they lack common sense. So learning algorithms are already making a lot of important decisions every day, from who gets credit, who gets interviewed for a job, or who gets flagged as a potential terrorist, and they make mistakes. The cure for that is to make them more intelligent. And so this is one of the big arguments that people have with autonomous weapons. These things are already being developed. They're already working on them, already being semi-autonomous, where they might have a human deciding to fire a machine gun or something like that. But very rapidly coming down the line, we have these autonomous weapons that are going to be deployed on the battlefield. And now the UN is basically concerned about the fact that the US and the UK is trying to delay their talks because there are so many of these autonomous weapons in development that they don't want to put any stops on being able to use these in the battlefield. So this is the United Nations. They've been warning that these delays in lethal autonomous weapons or killer robots are moving too slowly. Lobbying for a preemptive ban on the weapons is intensifying at the UN General Assembly. But a deal, they say, might not emerge quickly enough to prevent these devices from being deployed. And observers are saying that the US and the UK are seeking to water down an agreement so that it only includes emerging technology, meaning that any weapons that are put into practice while discussions continue are beyond the reach of a ban. So, of course, the concern is that a lot of money is going into the development of these autonomous weapons. And so if there is a ban on it, they're going to want a return on that investment. So a ban would, of course, put the kibosh on that. Now, Noel Sharkey, he is going to be a guest of ours tomorrow on the fourth hour of Overdrive that I am hosting. So be sure to tune in. But he was interviewed for this story. He's been interviewed a lot. He goes to speak to the UN many times about the threat of these autonomous weapons. And he's talking about how China wanted to discuss existing and emerging technologies, but the wording that was insisted on by the US and the UK is that it is only about emerging technologies. Ostensibly, this is because there is concern that we will want to ban some of their current defensive weapons, like the Phalanx or the Iron Dome. However, if the discussions go on for several years, as they seem to be doing, many of the weapons that we are concerned about will already have been developed and potentially used. Now, Sharkey goes on to detail some of these weapons that are being used. For example, the X-49B, it's a fighter jet that can fly on its own, and there are already contracts for swarms of autonomous gunships. He also goes on to talk about, you know, they're not all fully autonomous weapons, but some semi-autonomous lethal weapons, such as the South Korean sentry robot SGR-1. It patrols the country's border with North Korea, detects intruders as far as 2 miles away, and the robots are armed with machine guns. Currently, they're controlled by humans, but they're reportedly capable of making a decision to kill without human intervention. Israel is deploying machine gun turrets along its border with the Gaza Strip, and the UK's Taranis fighter jet flies autonomously and can identify and locate enemies. And he goes on to talk about the fact that they are not just looking to get one fighter jet, but to actually have the edge on the battlefield. They are looking at swarms of these autonomous fighter jets. That's the concern that that he is most concerned with there at the UN.
One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
And indeed, we are seeing the effects of that brainwashing to this very day. Now, Obama immediately put out the call to all of his minions in the media to start politicizing this latest shooting. And of course, that's what's going on. A Washington Post editor is saying, repeat after me, a gun-free society. He's talking about, this is Washington Post editor Fred Hyatt, and he's talking about prohibition, mass buyback, and a gun-free society. Repeat after me. Let's say that once again, a gun-free society. So this is what he believes. It's time American citizens take back the Second Amendment from the NRA. Where have we heard that before? I'm pretty sure Hillary Clinton just used those talking points. But he's saying, doesn't this seem logical? Doesn't this seem much safer? I understand how difficult it would be, but it's a matter of changing the culture and norms of an entire society. It would take time, but he says only then will Congress and the Supreme Court follow. So there's that brainwashing of society. CNN as well. There was another op-ed by Jay Perini, who is a poet and novelist. He's also a teacher. And he goes on to also say, confiscate guns, make it illegal to own them. So, of course, this is the argument that people have said all along. Background checks today, confiscation tomorrow. They're making their agenda very clear here. Meanwhile, someone who was actually a survivor of this Oregon shooting has come out saying she and her entire family oppose gun control. And the family says the real issue is having armed guards in school. This is 16-year-old Cheyenne Fitzgerald. She had to undergo surgery to remove one of her kidneys after she was lucky enough to escape this massacre alive. They're in support of the Second Amendment. Let's put armed guards in schools instead. And of course, once again, what we say that they're never going to point out is the fact that there are anti-depression drugs connected with these school shootings. Now, there's a revelation that the shooter, Chris Mercer, used a screen name Lithium Love, which, of course, lithium is used to enhance the effects of SSRI drugs. And he also made a number of social media posts about popping prescription pills. So, of course, the Oregon community and the city leaders have said, Obama isn't welcome to come grandstand here at the funerals. He's not welcome to come push his gun control agenda. Dozens of people were interviewed. They said, we don't want him here. So, of course, that's what he's going to talk about. Gun control, not SSRIs, not religious tolerance. And, of course, our president there, on the very same day that he's pushing for gun control, he arms ISIS-linked militants. He authorized the shipment of guns to the Syrian opposition, also known as these ISIS-linked militants, on the exact same day. And he did the very same thing after the 2013 D.C. Navy Yard shooting. So the U.S. is the biggest arms dealer in the world. They just want to disarm Americans.
We're not going to stop all violence. Violence exists around the world, sadly. Part of original sin. But Our homicide rates are just a lot higher than other places that, by the way, have the same levels of violence. It's just you can't kill as many people when you don't have easy access to these kinds of weapons.
That was President Obama on one of his more recent campaigns pushing for more gun control. But as Kit Daniels points out in his article, Obama arms ISIS-linked militants, pushes gun control on the very same day. It's right there in the headline. And this documents how Obama authorized a shipment of guns to Syrian opposition, a.k.a. ISIS-linked militants. Now, if you have not been keeping score, these ISIS militants have also had grenades airdropped to them, courtesy of Western-backed governments. These ISIS militants are the ones burning down Christian villages, chopping people's heads off, ripping out people's vital organs. And these are the people that Obama is funding through these campaigns, not to mention the hospital that just got blown up via a U.S. airstrike. But I digress. To talk more about the domestic gun issue, they have a great article on the Chicago Tribune. And it says Chicago shooting victims. And this documents in very explicit detail the number of people that have been killed recently or fairly recently in the city of Chicago. But how often do you hear Obama talk about this? How often do you hear about the 4th of July shootings and Obama come out and say, we need to ban guns because of all these shootings? He doesn't want to draw your attention to the fact that Chicago, Illinois has some of the strictest gun laws in the nation. And now we see this. 10 killed, 55 wounded in 4th of July gun violence in Chicago. And let us also not forget, report, 82 shot, 14 fatally over holiday weekend in Chicago. Which is to say all the gangsters and drug dealers and everybody else did not get the memo that they were supposed to turn in their firearms, as they would like you to believe everybody does. Now, this is to say nothing of the Obama administration running guns into Mexico with Operation Fast and Furious, but that's another story for another day. So keep in mind, all these politicians, whether it be Obama, Hillary, or anybody else, spend their adult lives surrounded by Secret Service, if not all other manner of bodyguards.
Mayor Bloomberg, how you doing? Jason, I grew up in Brooklyn. Okay, in the spirit of gun control, will you disarm your entire security team?
You will think. Get right back to you.
You'll get back to me?
They shut down cities to go have their parades or their speaking engagements because you don't have to be some famous person to be the victim of a random crime. You don't have to be famous to be raped in a parking lot or to be mugged or be the victim of a home invasion. And they say, we want to be like Britain. Now, to be fair, Britain does have lower gun violence, but they also have more home invasions, they have more muggings, and things of that sort. On the flip side of that, you look at some place like Mexico that has very stringent gun laws, very low civilian ownership of firearms, except for the cartels who are riding around in the back of trucks with their guns out like it's some episode of Mad Max. So keep all this in mind the next time they try to take your guns away. It's not the firearm, it's the person, it's the ill intent. Every year we see mothers drown their kids in 4 inches of bath water. Are you going to ban bathtubs? Of course not. You recognize this is a person that was mentally ill, had ill intent, and then you try to fix the problem from there. You can find more reports on InfoWars.com.
I'm curious. I want to see a show of hands right now. All those for gun control, raise your hands. All right, there's 1, 2, 3, 4. Anyone else? Ah, see there, that figures. All the usual suspects.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigyrex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more crazed, more focused, less brain fog, more energy, more special reports, and it's because of Brain Force.
One of the worst things with most energy products is it's not sustainable, right? You're going to crash and going to feel really bad afterwards. This has a bunch of different antioxidants and compounds and polyphenols.
Everybody's on these drugs to knock their brain out because the brain's so fried.
We kept changing this formula over and over and over again until it became sort of a grand puzzle. For example, the L-theanine inside of it, that is activated by the different compounds in the yerba mate that we put inside of it as well. This just increases the compounds you already have.
This is what you're actually designed to run on.
Exactly.
It's kind of like a car will run on one form of junkie gas, but it runs really good on what it's designed for.
You will find Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligrams, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
Well, we've been warning you about this for years. The overthrow of the United States Constitution in favor of the UN agenda. And that's exactly what happened last week. The Obama administration and the UN have announced the formation of a global police force to fight extremism in the U.S. Now, Attorney General Loretta Lynch is calling this the Strong Cities Network. She's going to be working in several American cities, working on a law enforcement initiative that will actually encompass the globe. And David, now this is going to override the Constitution. It's much bigger than
It's very troubling, Leanne, because this is yet another example of information sharing. I mean, if we look at these press releases from the Justice Department and others, and we looked at a word cloud, what we're going to see here over and over again is sharing, global, extremism. And we need to look at what they're talking about when they talk about extremism. We're going to cover that in just a moment. But we need to look at what they're talking about in terms of the global aspect. We need to understand that what they're looking at here is yet another example, just as we've got corporations constantly spying on you and sharing information with each other, sharing information prominently with the government. They now want to do this at a local level. Think of it kind of like Agenda 21, where they're working grassroots level to enact a global agenda. And of course, that global agenda is total information awareness. We've talked many times about how they want to create a geospatial intelligence. They want to know everything about you that they can possibly know about you, map it onto a location, and then use that in a pre-crime type of way.
Right.
And that's very concerning. But it's also concerning the way that they're selling this. Now, they talk about, they say cities are vital partners in international efforts to build social cohesion and resilience to violent extremism. You know, when I look at that, I think about what Jefferson said about cities. He said they're a threat to the health, the wealth, and the liberties of man. And that's exactly what they're doing with this. They say they lament the fact there's no systematic effort in place to share experiences, to pool resources on a global scale. So that's what this is about. And the cities that have joined onto this right now, Leanne, is about 24 cities. We got 4 in Africa, 8 in Europe, 2 in the Middle East, 5 in North America, 2 in South America, then Australia, India. It's very much centered at the moment in Europe, especially there's disproportionately represented in Denmark. And one of the reasons it's focused there is because the people that are going to be running this, according to the Department of Justice press release, is a group that says it will be run by the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, a think tank. Well, who are these people? This is a think tank I'd never heard of before. They originally were founded as the Club of Three. That sounds kind of ominous. It was actually France, the UK, and Germany that were talking about this. And, of course, they were set up to counter extremism in Europe. Now, what do they mean by extremism in Europe? If you look at their recent focuses where they've had conferences and papers, the focus has been on those who are anti-immigrant and anti-Islam. Just like the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Those are the extremists.
Exactly.
Right.
They're not concerned about Islam. As a matter of fact, they push back very hard against that. There's another paper just recently done in May of this year, Jihadi Brides, Myths and Realities Revealed. So they say that the whole idea of jihadi brides is a myth. They push back very hard against Islamic extremism domestically. They will talk about ISIS. Yes, they're concerned about ISIS. They're concerned about radicalization of people then going to fight for ISIS. And so that brings their focus then on the internet, another area where we should be concerned because their prescription is going to be to focus on controlling the internet. But really where they're hanging out is defining extremism as anybody who is nationalistic, anybody who is anti-Islam or anti-immigrant. That is the extremism that they're talking about.
Right,
that's
so what's very concerning. It's not the extremists that the Obama administration is arming
there, right.
In Syria.
That's right.
Or flooding the European Union with, or even allowing to cross over our borders, as they're now reporting that ISIS militants might possibly be on U.S. soil.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not those extremists.
No. Yeah, they're very much not concerned about extremists who are in country. They're concerned about the radicalization of people to go to ISIS predominantly, but then they push back very hard against the notion that we have anything to fear domestically from Muslims. And of course, this is part of the pushback in New York when this was announced by Mayor de Blasio at the United Nations. And it was just 1 week ago today that this happened. There was pushback by the New York Civil Liberties Union and others that said, look, whenever you're talking about terrorism, and unfortunately seems to focus on Muslims.
Right.
Who would think? Why would they do that? And they went out of their way to say it's not going to be the case, going out of their way to talk about Dylann Roof and others and saying this is really what we're focused on. And quite frankly, that's very true, because when you look at what they have done, and they've had conferences about every month in the last year, and here's some of the titles: Preventing and Countering Far-Right Extremism in the EU, Preventing and Countering Far-Right Extremism and Radicalization, Tackling the Far-Right Across Europe, et cetera, et cetera. The only time I see the use of jihadis is jihadist use of the internet, lessons for the far-right. So in other words, they're going to pick up on the ISIS recruitment things for the far right. That's what they're concerned about. And we see the same sort of thing from the Southern Poverty Law Center. They will push back against the notion of Islamic extremism, Islamic radicalism. But they will, when they talk about extremism, when they talk about homegrown terrorists, they're focused simply on people that they identify as the far right. There's no concern whatsoever in any of their documents about people that you would say are the far left.
Mm-hmm.
Or far Islam. It's simply about the far right. That's what
right.
We see over and over again.
Yes, and even there speaking at the UN, Obama said that violent extremism is not exclusive to Islam, which,
yes.
I mean, it is.
Yes.
So.
Exactly.
And they're just going to really harp on this whole domestic terrorists, right-wing extremists. Why is there such a push to ignore what's happening there with
Well, why is there a push to create ISIS? I mean, we talk about that constantly. You know, they've created ISIS, as I mentioned yesterday. We heard back in the 80s with Reagan that one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. Well, that's what we're seeing today. That he was talking about that when they created the Mujahideen, which became Al-Qaeda, which has now become ISIS. Okay, they're moving all these different groups together. They keep telling us that they have moderate rebels that are working with us. And yet everybody sees that cognitive dissonance, that is absolutely not true, that they are doing absolutely ignoring these people other than equipping them, training them, and helping them to move from fighting Russia, as the Chechen Muslim terrorists were doing. They took those Chechen terrorists. They move them into Syria. And so that's why the Russians are fighting this, because they've already seen America use Islamic jihadis as surrogate fighters against them, not only in Afghanistan 30 years ago, but now in Syria and elsewhere. But they're using ISIS as a boogeyman for the United States. They won't do anything to stop them. They had the major convoys. They could have stopped them. They haven't done anything to stop them. They continue to equip them, train them, import them. And that's why it is so obvious what they're doing. And now we see that they're coming across the border, the story that Adan Salazar had, coming across the border into Texas, that they're intercepting people who speak Afghan languages. So we know that this is happening, and yet they continue to tell us that it isn't happening.
Right.
They want to focus us on people who are nationalistic, who they identify as far right. And some of these people are far right. Some of these organizations that they have pulled up, just as the Southern Poverty Law Center does, they do pull up some people that are racist, that are Nazis, neo-Nazis. But they also paint with a very broad brush. Anyone who is concerned about immigration and open borders, they paint them as xenophobic, as racist, right, as far-right extremists. But they never talk about the Marxists. They never talk about the Islamic extremists. That's the key about all this.
Right. And we've already seen Germany and other places shutting down Facebook, working in collusion there with Germany to shut down any dissenting opinion on something like this, which is, of course, you know, the president won't even mention the word radical Islam.
That's right.
He won't even talk about
it. And neither will Southern Poverty Law Center.
Right.
And so what they're doing is they're looking at this as a way to essentially a tool of social control. Mm-hmm. When you look at this and they talk about extremism, think of it as criminalizing non-PC speech.
Right.
Look at it as a way that they can crack down on the internet. They talk about the internet has transformed the way we communicate, but it has been a tool of terrorism. This is going to be used against anybody who doesn't toe the political correct language. Anybody who uses the internet, they're going to use this to cut down our free speech. And that's what we really need to be worried about. A ground up movement, just like we've seen with Agenda 21, moving city by city to accomplish this.
Right, exactly. And that is so important because we do see this pushback against the dissenting opinion. The terrorists are going to be anyone who challenges the state, now challenges the UN's global agenda. Those are the real terrorists. And of course, Alex Jones, Matt Drudge are going to be the top of that list. Coming up, we're going to play you some clips where Matt Drudge warns about this very thing, the end of free speech, freedom, the internet, dunzo.
An American president. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
I'm running for president. Everyday Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. I'm hitting the road to earn your vote, and I hope you'll join me on this journey.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live well into the third hour. I did not do this as a stunt, neither did Matt Drudge. He is here. We got a hot mic over there. He wants to stay literally in the shadows behind a curtain. But this is the king of being able to push a story out and make it the number one story in the world. They even admit that in the New York Times, that he has more readers on politics and news than Facebook, the New York Times, and the Washington Post, LA Times put together. He's got some of our stories where the shooter himself said he was on a bunch of drugs. He's linked to that today. And that's the story they don't want out there, or the story where CNN took a mixed-racial Christian hater and turned him into a right-wing white supremacist and turned him white. They don't want people knowing that, but Matt Drudge and his great crew can link to alternative stories, foreign stories, mainstream stories, photos, mugshots, and really just focus on what Matt Drudge thinks is interesting. And the public tends to agree with him that what he focuses in on is really catching the zeitgeist or the pulse of the people. So he might have 50 links every day where Facebook has 500 million, but he has more traffic. That is the true David versus Goliath story. And this is not scripted. I have no idea where I should go. Matt Drudge, I guess you're here for ACL, or why are you in Austin, Texas?
Well, you were just talking about Facebook, and thanks again for having me here. I'm not on Facebook. I don't do the socials. I've got that little Twitter thing. Even that's kind of disgusting. You know, I've been doing the internet as long as you've been doing this radio show, Alex, literally every day, as you have, literally every day, practically. I think you've taken a little more time off than I have, actually.
Yes, I've kind of gone.
And I can't say that about many people, because you are a peer without peer. And I'll tell you, I was there before Facebook. I was there before CNN.com. I was there before mostly all of them. I have a very clear perception what the internet is. In my mind, I'm free. I'm not defined by what they say the internet is, meaning Goldman Sachs, meaning who they invest in for the latest startup, meaning the latest BuzzFeed or Salon or Gawker. Well, Gawker's more independent. But there's a lot of corporate makeover of the internet that I have not adapted to. Simply put, I'm friends with some of them. When I go to New York, I make the Sixth Avenue rounds, but I am not a part of that system. I am a free thinker. I'm an American. I'm very concerned with what's happening. So I just give it my all. I've learned how to take care of myself and detach from outcomes, because otherwise you can't survive. And I don't know where you are on that topic.
I just follow my instinct, because they always tell us how to adapt to be successful. but really we're just adapting to their mindset to
I
be
don't.
Their slaves.
I don't.
No, you don't.
I have remained completely independent from all of them. All of them. I am not influenced by any of them. I need no traffic from Google. I don't care if I get one traffic referral from Google or Bing or Yahoo or any of these others. It's always been that way. Now, if you think of that setup, how rare that is, because everybody's so hungry for referrals, for likes. I don't need to be liked. I don't need to be liked at all. I don't care if there's a button right there at the top of Drudge saying like or dislike. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Doesn't mean anything. Now, I hope that you come. Doesn't mean you necessarily have to like what I have up there. Now, where I've had a lot of success is I'm getting people from both sides of the aisle. They've always said, oh, he's a right-wing gossip monger, mainly because of Lewinsky in those years, which, by the way, are back. Why aren't we seeing Hillary's lovers? Excuse me. Why aren't we seeing Hillary's lovers?
It's a good question.
Where's the cover-up on this? So many issues that are suppressed on a daily basis. So that's what I try to do every morning.
Incredible. Well, it's amazing to have you here in Austin, Texas. And I tell you, you certainly know how to make an entrance. I'm in a 70-second break, and I turn around, and there's Matt Drudge, just boom. I tell you, I almost had a heart attack, a good one. My cousin said he's never seen me look like that. What was the word, Buckley, you used? And I was flabbergasted. I was flabbergasted. You used the word flabbergasted. Well, I tell you, this is like the biggest Christmas present early ever, because I just admire true independence. And I got to tell you, Matt, and you know this with your crew, and Congress knows this, we wouldn't have won some of these gun battles, some of these border battles, some of these energy battles, and we've lost some too, but we would have lost so many of them if it wasn't for the focal point. And even the White House and the Democrats admit, because I know you're saying you're nonpartisan. I mean, I would guess you're more of a libertarian. Correct me if I'm wrong. You're just a freedom guy.
I can't be controlled. I cannot be controlled. There are no interests here but what I see as the world events. Period. That is the truth of the situation.
Well, they hate the fact that they can't control the agenda. The Pentagon has briefings with the head of PSYOPs, as you know, saying we've got to stop Drudge changing the subject and showing when we're lying. I mean, that's when you know. That's crazy town. When you get, what is it like? Is it surreal to think back to something you started back in the early 90s has now grown into this?
Well, no, because it's been every day. So it just like it's happened so organically. It started with one reader. I don't know who that one reader was, but it started with one reader. I've never placed an ad anywhere, ever. This has all been a true organic reader to reader to reader to reader. Yes, I dabbled in the corporate with the Fox News show and the Clear Channel radio show for 9 years. But even that, the website was on its own terms and remains so to this very minute.
Well, you've only gotten bigger since you stopped.
Well, I don't know, because this is another thing. The measurements that we have, this is another bogus thing. Yesterday they released on the APA wire, Twitter followers. Hillary is the queen of the Twitters with 4.9 million. They don't say how many are fake. They don't say how many are
they
droid.
Admit the first ladies is like 80% fake.
Well, no, the AP did not do that, Alex. So this whole thing, this whole socials, these socials, you know, Beats One Music, which I'm obsessed with, which has been launched on Apple, which is probably one of the best things they've done since Steve Jobs died. One radio station. Interesting. They don't know how many listeners they have. I heard some streams they were down to 5,000 an hour. This whole social media stuff is bogus. Facebook, we have 2 billion users. This is garbage. This is designed to demoralize the individual. I'll never have 2 billion followers. The internet is what you make of it. It's the same battle as it was in the beginning. I remember having this argument with Britt Hume once live on C-SPAN. He goes, oh, the internet's all UFOs and all this crap. And I said, no, the internet is what you make of it. In the beginning, they were dismissing the internet. They were poo-pooing it.
And isn't that good for us that for so long they were in arrogant denial? And they seem like they still kind of are in arrogant denial.
No, now they make it over in their image. Now it's these endless, monotonous tweets. Meaningless. To me, it's just a lot of gnats, a lot of confusion. When the reality of the situation is life on Earth has not changed. We need facts. We need events. We need specifics on things, not all this confusion. It's almost they've made the internet over in their image, these corporations, and I think they're failing.
Skip the break. Oh, sorry, Matt. Go ahead. I had to interrupt. You say you think they're failing?
I think they're failing to the point. This is a whole nother discussion on how sick are the American people right now. I've been saying they could put Hillary Clinton's brain in a jar in the Oval Office and she'd be elected. People are really sick. I think you know this deep in your soul, and this is why you get demoralized here on this very set.
Yeah, I shouldn't. Yeah.
People are sick. How they've got here, you've been on a wonderful arc over almost decades now, explaining why people are and have become so sick. That being said, people are willing to be made over in the image of these corporations. The reason there's so much anger online also is a newspaper like the Washington Post will leave a comment section. They don't care what you're saying. They don't care what you're thinking. That's why you get this anger that, oh, I have to be, I'm out here as a citizen and I'm operating on in their playground. Make your own playground. The reason I'm here, Alex, is you've made your own playground. This is a figment of your imagination. And the Drudge Report is mine. It is a very simple thesis. You are what you dream you are and become. And I wish Americans would get out of the sickness and just become greater. And
well, that's profound. I mean, because if we start creating our own maps, our own world, our own vision, then there's no way for these cultural tyrants to program us. And that's why they're pushing so hard to get more outrageous. I mean, is this the beginning of the end?
And to operate in their playgrounds. So you become famous on YouTube. That's ridiculous. I'm not saying you. I'm saying the 13-year-old that just died that they're saying is the first YouTube star that died. You're playing in Google's hell pit.
No, I agree, but I've
invaded
all
those. Make your own place. Make your own. The internet allows you to make your own dynamic, your own universe.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2.
I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there.
Take advantage of this at InfoWarsLife.com.
And why wearing a Hillary for President t-shirt might get you punched in the face.
They thought it said Hillary for President. He said, I was seconds away from sending my bar back over here to punch you in the face. Since you're wearing a Hillary for Prison shirt, you don't have to buy drinks here. Everything's on the house.
Hillary's not surging, I tell you that. They're not saying that. They're not saying that. Thank you.
Donald Trump endorses Hillary for Prison. Get your Hillary for Prison 2016 t-shirt at the InfoWars store. And on the back it says, legalize freedom. Show your disapproval of Hillary by buying your t-shirt today.
But what she's done is criminal.
This is An American President. Just add puppet, then vote and repeat every 4 years.
It's been more than 16 years since Matt Drudge gave his historic speech at the National Press Club on June 2nd, 1998. At that time, he said that the mainstream media would go bankrupt, that individual bloggers and researchers on the internet were just as important as the New York Times. The controlled state-run media had a field day making fun of Matt Drudge. But today, their hubris has drained away, and they're no longer as arrogant as they once were. Now we see calls for the FCC to regulate
print news and online news. And we see establishment publications like Time Magazine, Newsweek, and the New York Times battling to keep from going completely bankrupt and imploding. It turns out pretty much everything that Matt Drudge said in that 40-minute speech has now come true. Well, Matt Drudge is saying a lot of things today that the mainstream media is still laughing at. Why do they laugh at people that have been proven right over and over again? Here are some of the most important moments, in my view, from Drudge's speech. And we're also adding headlines from over the years to show just how much of what he had to say came true.
This is something new. This marks the first time that an individual has access to the news wires outside of a newsroom. You get to read all the news from the Associated Press, UPI, Reuters, to the more agency French press and the Xinhua. I'm a personal fan of the Xinhua press. And time was, only newsrooms had access to the full pictures of the day's events. But now any citizen does. We get to see the kinds of cuts that are made for all kinds of reasons. Endless layers of editors with endless agendas changing bits and pieces, so by the time the newspaper hits your welcome mat, it had no meaning. Now with a modem, anyone can follow the world and report on the world. No middleman, no big brother. And I guess this changes everything.
More than 10 years after breaking the Clinton-Lewinsky story, Matt Drudge remains more powerful than ever with his website, thedrudgereport.com.
Matt Drudge is a legend on the internet. Every journalist and politician in America reads his website on a daily basis.
When radio lost out to television, there was anxiety. The people in the radio business were absolutely anxious and demanded government stop the upcoming television wave. Television was very nervous about other mediums coming forward, cable. The movies didn't want sitcoms to be taped at movie studios for fear it would take away from the movies. No, television saved the movies. The internet is going to save the news business. I envision a future where there will be 300 million reporters, where anyone from anywhere can report for any reason. It's freedom of participation absolutely realized. The First Lady of the United States recently addressed concerns about internet during a cyberspatial Millennium Project press conference just weeks after Lewinsky broke. She said, we're all going to have to rethink how we deal with the internet. As exciting as these new developments are, there are a number of serious issues without any kind of editing function or gatekeeping function. I wonder who she was referring to. Mrs. Clinton continued, any time an individual leaps so far ahead of that balance and throws a system, whatever it might be, political, economic, technological, out of balance, you got a problem. It can lead to all kinds of bad outcomes, which we have seen historically.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Would she have said the same thing about Ben Franklin, or Thomas Edison, or Henry Ford, or Einstein? They all leapt so far ahead out that they shook the balance? No, I say to these people, faster, not slower. Create. Let your mind flow. Let the imagination take over. And if technology has finally caught up with individual liberty, why would anyone who loves freedom want to rethink that?
If you're an undersecretary at the Energy Department and you're doing an interview and you say one thing, you know, during, you could end up being on the front page of Drudge. Anyone saying anything can get caught up in the spin cycle in a way that is very damaging. You know, it hurts what we're trying to do on a daily basis, but also is very damaging to that individual person.
And we cannot hide our bad news stories. Bad news gets out one way or the other,
and we must come to terms with telling the bad stories as well as the good. When bad things happen, the American people should hear it from us, not as a scoop on the Drudge Report.
The editor of Civilization magazine, Adam Goodhart, wrote a great op-ed in the New York Times talking about, is this really something new, this type of fast reporting, this competitive? I'm very competitive. I'm part of the headline generation. He maintains it was a going back to our foundations when the press was found in quite a different atmosphere, when the press would report that the president's mother was a common prostitute brought over by the British Army. Imagine if someone did that now. We have a great tradition of freedom of the press in this country, unpopular press. If the First Lady is concerned about this internet cycle, what would she have done during the heyday when there was 12, 13 editions of a paper in one day? What would she have done with that news cycle? That's the foundation. That's what makes this club great, is the tradition. And I think we have a tradition of provocative press. And that I maintain that I'm the new face on that. I'll take that for a season. But a lot of the stuff I do is serious stuff. I was first to report that the encryption was missing from a Loral satellite, for example, a couple weeks ago. I didn't see the main press reporting that one. So not everything I do is gossip or bedroom. To the contrary, I think that's just an easy label to dismiss me and to dismiss the new medium. But I'm excited about the launch of this internet medium, and I again, the freedom of the press belongs to anyone who owns one.
Tonight, the Drudge Report and InfoWars are once again in the crosshairs as the U.S. government seeks to regulate conservative media via election laws.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist whose stories often make their way from his website, InfoWars, where on any day you can find headlines about vaccines, mass fluoridation, and the 9/11 cover-up, into the so-called mainstream GOP establishment. Alex Jones was a champion of Clive and Bundy from the very beginning.
Because he's saying he'll do whatever he has to not be, have his grazing rights stolen by these pirates.
Drudge elevated the story, and it made its way onto Fox News' airwaves. Next thing you know, so-called mainstream Republicans are calling people like this patriots.
The conservative website that's called The Drudge Report pulled out all the stops today to promote a big new bombshell video.
Today, the leading conservative website's headline was this: Civil War sent it to go for handguns.
I'm an addict. I'm a Drudge addict. Actually, my homepage is actually something else, National Review, but I find myself going to Drudge all the time because as a communications professional, you can tell what's going to come down the pike. If there's a siren on Drudge Report, like, oh boy, better go knock on the Oval Office door and let them know what's going to happen.
Walkergate. Yes, we're calling it that. It's the latest Hillary conspiracy theory that set the internet ablaze after the Drudge Report questioned whether Clinton was using a walker in this People magazine cover photo.
Well, internet pioneer Matt Drudge created a firestorm over the weekend, tweeting, "Just paid the Obamacare penalty for not getting covered. I'm calling it a liberty tax."
But a White House representative firing back, tweeting, "Flat lie, no fee for previous years." Scary how much influence he once had.
And then the White House shot back and said, you know, made some cheap shot about, oh, he used to be relevant. Are you kidding me? Matt Drudge used to be relevant? Let me give you the numbers. In 1 month, go on the website, 800, almost 810 million unique views on the Drudge Report.
I guess that's a nice Twitter fight between the White House and Matt Drudge.
People had suggested I start a mailing list. So I collected the emails and set up a list called the Drudge Report. One reader turned into five, then turned into 100. And faster than you could say, I never had sex with that woman, it was 1,000. 5,000, 100,000 people. The ensuing website practically launched itself.
That's it for the show tonight. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you here tomorrow, 7 p.m. Central.
Knockout is back. If you want a product that has 10 known ingredients that naturally get your body to relax, your brain to relax, so you get deep, restful sleep, Knockout's it. InfoWarsLife.com. L-theanine, hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan extract, melatonin, and more. All organic, all the natural sources. It's the same price as leading brands of melatonin that are 3 milligrams a piece. It has 3 milligram, the standard recommended dose for an adult. It's got the GABA. So it would probably cost $50 to take all this as separate pills. It's $19.95. You take one or two of these, and it just is really clean, restful sleep is what the reviews are. It's what I've experienced. And it just synergistically puts everything in there. InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Or call 888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.